When we consider the miracles of modern medicine, it's easy to think we've arrived. The technological wonders of intensive care have all but brought people back from the dead and allowed some of us to survive even the most horrific injuries. We now have pharmaceuticals built on a molecular level and surgeons using the world's most precise tools to maneuver inside our veins, muscles, joints, and even brains. Despite these incredible capabilities, we have not arrived, not by a long shot. In medical school, a professor told my class, 50% of what we're about to teach you is wrong. It's up to you to figure out which half. We've made some huge gains in medicine since then, but much of the half we had wrong is still taught in medical schools, practiced in hospitals and clinics, and pervasive in mainstream culture. In my opinion, shaped through the lessons of 4 board certifications, a double master's degree, and the experience of treating thousands of women for chronic ailments in my clinic, where 80% of patients are female, no area of modern medicine is less understood than heart health in women. Take this story, for example. Sue was scheduled to have her gallbladder removed after 3 days of severe heartburn. I was the doctor on call at the time, and although the decision had already been made to do the surgery, I wanted to talk to her one last time to make sure the problem was her gallbladder before sending her under the knife. Because she was having abdominal pain and not the classic chest pain associated with heart attack, no one had checked her heart enzymes, the standard method for detecting a heart attack. Women sometimes present heart attacks differently than men. Although most have pressure or pain in the chest, some women can instead experience vomiting and/or stomach, back, or jaw pain, symptoms easily confused with other, less lethal ailments. I ordered an enzyme test for Sue, just to be sure. The result? She had been having a heart attack for 3 days. Because Sue did not present the usual symptoms, we almost sent her into the operating room for gallbladder surgery while she was having a heart attack. Instead of removing Sue's gallbladder, we sent a tiny balloon into one of her arteries and inflated it at the point where blood flow was compromised. Unfortunately for Sue, this procedure is best performed within hours of a heart attack, not after the heart has been starved for oxygen for 3 days. Afterwards, a cardiologist confirmed that Sue's heart muscle was severely damaged and told her she was likely to be a cardiac cripple for the rest of her life. Sue's story doesn't end there, and it even has a happy ending, but to understand the path that led her to the brink of being operated on for the wrong condition, we must look at the story of heart disease and the misunderstandings about women's heart health, which go far beyond the hospital and have become deeply ingrained in our mainstream culture. The institution of medicine has not treated women's heart health with the same care and investment as men's for a number of reasons. But 2 are particularly important: the history of heart disease research and the complex relationship between female hormones and female hearts. A man's disease. Men have historically been the focus of heart disease research and concern, both because it develops, on average, nearly a decade later in women than in men, and because more men than women die in middle age of heart disease. These facts are partly responsible for why heart disease has seemed like less of an issue for women, going as far back as the late 1800s. Indeed, at that time, some physicians viewed heart disease as a macho way to die, a sign that the deceased had been a hard-working man. This perspective changed, somewhat, thanks to studies in the 1950s that linked heart disease with lacking fitness and nutrition in men. For the next 50 years, that trend continued. The vast majority of heart disease research favored men. While the men were being monitored for heart health, the women's hearts were largely ignored. Even as recently as the 1980s and 90s, many landmark studies on heart disease were entirely focused on men. The Multiple Risk Factor Intervention Trial of 1982, recognized as one of the first studies to prove a link between cholesterol and heart disease, involved over 12,000 men and 0 women. Appropriately, perhaps, its acronym is Mr. Fit.